Next patient is Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. Patient's date of birth 5-2-1951, date of visit 1-22-2013. Send a copy of this report to Paul Cloud, C-L-O-U-S-E, physician assistant, PAC, capital letters. Clinical information, the patient is 61 years old, right hand identification, woman who has it, pain, paresthesia, and weakness of upper extremity. Spread, she has had considerable swelling and pain of the right hand, especially the right middle finger. She lost the trigger finger, the right third digit. Spread, she has had increasing numbness of both hands. Spread, she has history of injury to right middle finger in November of 2012. She apparently had some fractures. She still has a residual swelling pain in that finger. She had also neck pain. She has a chronic daily headache, so she takes Advil on a periodic basis. She works with a tailor in the bank. X-ray of examination, weight 180 pounds, height 63 inches. She had normal muscle tone in both of her extremities. She had some atrophy of thenar muscles, much greater on the right side than the left side. No fasciculations were noted. She had weakness of grips on both sides. She had weakness of thenar muscles on both sides. She had good proximal strength. She had considerable swelling after right middle finger. She had some arthritic changes in both hands. But she did not have any cyanosis. Peripheral pulses were present. She had tendonitis, palpation, cervical and scapular area bilaterally. Cervical spine mobility was decreased. Spread, sensation was decreased in median of distribution bilaterally. Spread. Next, we have nerve connection study. Median ulnar and radial nerves are tested in each upper extremity. Median, spread. Median distal motor latency was prolonged at 7.4 milliseconds on the right side and 4.4 milliseconds on the left side. Spread, median motor amplitudes were normal on the right side, diminished at the wrist area on the left side. Spread, median response could not be obtained at elbow on the left side. Their median motor connection velocity was 47 meters per second on the right side. Spread, ulnar motor latencies, amplitudes, and connection velocities were within normal limits. Median sensory latency was prolonged at 6 milliseconds on the right side and 4.4 milliseconds on the left side. Spread. Radial and ulnar sensory responses were normal. Next, right after electromyography, two muscles were tested in each upper extremity along with paraspinal cervical muscles, as mentioned in detail separately. Right abductor pollicis and pelvis muscle showed denervation changes in supervision potentials and positive shafts. Spread, polyphysic motor unit potentials were observed with decreased recruitment and reduced interference spectrum. Rest of the limb muscles showed normal motor unit morphology, recruitment and interference spectrum. Examination of paraspinal cervical muscles did not show any significant abnormalities. Next round of operation, this study showed evidence for severe right carpal tunnel syndrome. Here there was also evidence for moderate left carpal tunnel syndrome. Spread. There was no convincing evidence for significant neuropathy / cubital tunnel syndrome. There was no evidence for cerebral radiculopathy. So she seems to have persistent, she seems to have significant cervical spondylosis. She has a persistent neck and scapular pain with chronic daily headaches, which may be cervicogenic in nature. But the patient, intermediate severe cervical spine to rule out significant stenosis. Right? Next paragraph. She will have MRI scan of cervical spine for further evaluation. She will keep her appointment with Dr. Jackson as a scheduled. She will be starting on ultrasound 15 minutes of TIDPR, and she will take Motrin as needed. She will have some screening blood tests. She will attend this office as needed. Third end of report.